Can you hear me, Coach?
I can.
Perfect. How you holding up?
We're ready to play. It seemed like forever since we played. So.
Oh, man. All right, we are rolling, and we're coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to Sportsline on WBAL, and tomorrow right here on WBAL at 3 p.m. you can hear the broadcast for the 113th time, Navy and Army, this one going down at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, and it's a great pleasure and an honor right now to be joined by the head football coach at Navy, Ken Niumatalolo. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Brett, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm doing great, and this game, the nerves, the anticipation, does it ever get old for you?
No, it's always the same. I mean, this is my 15th time playing Army. You're always nervous. You know, it seemed like it was a long time between games before. Now that they've moved it back a week later, it's even more time now. So, but we're excited and we're looking forward to it.
How do the kids handle this period in between from their last game to the big game?
Well, fortunately, it allowed us some time to give them off, you know, to kind of lick their wounds after, you know, 11 games. We allowed them to go home for Thanksgiving. When we had the two-year break, we didn't go home for Thanksgiving. We just stayed at the academy and just got ready. With 3 weeks off, you know, they're able to go home. So I think they're able to recharge their batteries and go home. You know, but they got finals coming up. So there's still a lot of things on their plate. You know, we just try to make sure that we keep things simple from the football standpoint and don't overwhelm them for this big game.
And for the game, this year Army is 2-9 going in, but they're coming off of their closest game against Navy in some time, a 1-score, 6-point win for Navy last year. Is that program, is Army football heading into a more positive direction as you see it, Coach?
Well, I definitely believe they are. You know, Coach Ellison's done a good job. You know, they've been in some close ball games this year and, you know, had a chance to win some games, but, you know, weren't able to pull it out. So he's definitely done a good job and has those guys heading in the right direction.
And for your season, 7-4, heading to a bowl game, how would you categorize this season for you?
Well, just resilient. You know, just our guys have just stayed the course under great leadership of Bryce French and Bo Snelson, our senior captains and leaders. You know, just our guys have just continued to work. Blue collar, haven't changed their approach to the game, whether it's Notre Dame or VMI or Indiana, wherever they might be. Our guys have just continued to come to work every week.
And, of course, for this game, you think about the seniors playing their last game for both sides and what lies ahead. It's one of my favorite things to do every year, which is the real thing that separates this game from all the other college football games that will be played this year. But what, 28 seniors that you'll send off after this one? And looking down the list, I see Naval Pilot, Navy Marine Corps, Surface Warfare, you name it, SEALs. Your senior class has it.
Well, it's just it just makes you very appreciative, Brett, that you know that you have young men that are going to serve our country, that have, you know, are selfless and, you know, going to be in harm's way to protect our country. You know, there's so many things that people might say that are bad about our country. We need to do this or that, but you know, there are still many great things about our country, and these young men on both sides of the ball, for us and West Point, you know, illustrate that we still live in the greatest country in the world.
Navy football coach Ken Niumatalolo with us here on WBAL. Tell us about your quarterback this year in Keenan Reynolds, and he has those 9 touchdowns on the ground, 500-plus yards on the ground rushing, but last 6 games, 6 touchdowns, just 1 interception.
As a probably the most composed quarterback that we've had, you know, at such a young age. You know, we've had some pretty good quarterbacks for us. They run our offense, but just super impressed with Keenan at such a young age, his maturity level. But I also am very impressed by his work ethic. You know, he's had some success, but none of that's gone to his head. None of that has changed his approach to his preparation. You know, he comes every day and does all the little things and all the little nuances to make sure that he's totally prepared for the football game.
Pretty good senior quarterback from West Point and Trent Steelman, a rush for a school record with 1,100-plus yards and 44 career rushing touchdowns. His final game, what kind of player is he?
You don't start anywhere for 4 years unless you're a tough sucker. And so, you know, definitely shows, you know, to be able to compete and start at a Division I school, running an option offense for 4 years, knows everything about what they're doing offensively. You know, he's a great orchestrator of what they do, And like you said, when the ball is in his hand, he's also very dangerous. So it's going to be a great challenge for our defense to try to contain him.
And the fact that there's been a 10-game winning streak, many of these games have been routes. You're 5-0 against Army. That component to it, in your mind, has it taken away from the game at all that's become in recent years over the last 10 so one-sided towards the Naval Academy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, for us, it's still Army. You know what I mean? For them, it's still Navy. And so it's still our number one game of the year. You know, we got to find a way to beat them. You can throw out the record books and anything that happened in the past. It's all about this game and what we do during this game. And that's always been our mindset. And that's always been our approach, to stay in the moment and just play the present. You know, the past doesn't do anything for us, and the future doesn't do anything. We got to play this game.
And final question on a much more serious note, Coach Niumatalolo. I don't know if everyone is familiar with the story, but a very serious accident for one of your players over Thanksgiving night while at his home in Miami, Ralph Montalvo. Can you update us on his status and how the team or how he might be honored and thought of during the game on Saturday?
Well, like you said, our prayers and thoughts are with Rafi and his family. He's in the hospital in Miami right now. You know, we're going to wear a sticker to try to lift his spirits. You know, we send his jersey to his hospital room. We're going to have a jersey on the sidelines with us to make sure that we let him know that we haven't forgotten about him. You know, we're going to press forward and, do our best to try to beat Army. But, he's always in our thoughts and prayers. And, our last report that we got that he's doing better.
Good.
We continue to pray for him.
Well, certainly we echo those sentiments from here. And, Coach, we'll wish you best of luck against Army. As always, the broadcast right here on WBAL for the kickoff right around 3 o'clock from Philadelphia.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
That's Ken Niumatalolo. We're back with more next here on WBAL.